Jessica, we're starting off Alamogordo now with news of District 2 Congresswoman Xochitl Torres Small announcing that she is supporting impeaching President Trump. Now, you have a story on this. What can you share?
Yes. Yeah, so after weeks of declining to comment on the articles of impeachment themselves and whether or not she would vote for impeachment, Representative Torres Small has released a statement saying that after review of those articles that she will vote in favor of impeachment. And I quote, she says, we cannot allow any president of either party to abuse the power of the higher office. Now, Torres Small joins Deb Haaland and Ben Ray Lujan in her yes vote for the upcoming impeachment vote.
Okay, thanks for that update. We're going to move on now to news on Otero County weighing in on a possible wilderness designation in the Lincoln National Forest. What's the update with that?
Correct. So Otero County Commissioners have signed a letter that was drafted by the Public Land Use Advisory Committee last week that says that they do not agree with the designation of further wilderness land within the Lincoln National Forest. Now, this comes as the forest is updating its forest plan. This includes an inventory and an evaluation of wilderness characteristics, and it also includes the redesignation of just general forest land, which is open to development, as wilderness, which would shut it off from that development. Now, that would require an act of Congress, that plan, to be enacted. But Otero County is hoping that the U.S. Forest Service will take into advisement their concerns about the actual plan in place. Now, the Wilderness Act was passed in 1964, and the 55 years since its inception, there are only certain parts of the forest open to things like logging and tree cutting.
Okay, thanks for that. And we're going to end with news of an area library making some upgrades to improve accessibility for folks who use American Sign Language.
Correct. So kudos to the Alamogordo Public Library, which last week announced that it had installed a video relay service. Now, the VRS, as it's known, is a phone which is open to all community users at the library during regular library hours, and this allows those who are deaf or hard of hearing a further form of communication. Now, it's only one of, I believe, three other public libraries in the state to employ this type of technology.
Jessica, thanks for updating us this week, and we will talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.